Unit 3, Part 1. Tony is listening to a radio program. You now have 40 seconds to study questions 1 to 8. Now listen to the radio program. The radio program will be played 2 times. The radio program will begin now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Someone Special. I'm Leon Poe, and today our special guest is Fiona Ford. Miss Ford is a singer, and she lives, teaches, and sings in Hong Kong. Welcome, Miss Ford.
Thanks, Leon. I'm very happy to be here.
Miss Ford, how long have you been a singer?
I've been a singer for 14 years. I started singing when I was 18, just after I finished year 13.
That's a long time.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 1 and 2.
Why did you choose to leave the UK and come to Hong Kong?
I visited Hong Kong a few years ago and I liked it. I thought it'd be great to learn more about the culture here.
So, do you like Hong Kong?
Very much. I never feel bored here. There's always something to do.
That's quite true. What do you do in your spare time?
I often hike with my friends. I live in Wan Chai, but I often visit my friends in Sai Kung. The scenery along the trails is wonderful. After the hikes, we usually have a barbecue or eat seafood together.
That sounds like fun.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 3 and 4.
I heard that you're learning Chinese, is that right?
Yes, I'm learning Putonghua. It's helpful because I sometimes work in Beijing or Shanghai. It's also a good way for me to make new friends.
I'm sure it is.
You now have 8 seconds to answer question 5.
Now let's talk about the students you teach here. What do you think about them?
They're very nice and they often say thank you. I've never met a rude student.
That's good.
But I've also found that they often worry too much about their marks. That's new to me because I've never taught students like these before.
Do you think your students enjoy your lessons?
I think so. I push them hard. But I also make time for them to use different ways to practice English, like playing interesting games and doing drama.
That's great. I'm sure your students enjoy that.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 6 and 7.
Do you have any advice for your students here?
I'd say relax more. Don't just practice again and again. And don't push yourselves too hard. Relax and enjoy learning.
Very nice. Thanks for being here today, Miss Ford.
You now have 8 seconds to answer question 8. listen to the radio program again and check your answers. The radio program will begin now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Someone Special. I'm Leon Poe, and today our special guest is Fiona Ford. Miss Ford is a singer, and she lives, teaches, and sings in Hong Kong. Welcome, Miss Ford.
Thanks, Leon. I'm very happy to be here.
Miss Ford, how long have you been a singer?
I've been a singer for 14 years. I started singing when I was 18, just after I finished year 13.
That's a long time. Why did you choose to leave the UK and come to Hong Kong?
I visited Hong Kong a few years ago and I liked it. I thought it'd be great to learn more about the culture here.
So, do you like Hong Kong?
Very much. I never feel bored here. There's always something to do.
That's quite true. What do you do in your spare time?
I often hike with my friends. I live in Wan Chai, but I often visit my friends in Sai Kung. The scenery along the trails is wonderful. After the hikes, we usually have a barbecue or eat seafood together.
That sounds like fun. I heard that you're learning Chinese. Is that right?
Yes, I'm learning Putonghua. It's helpful because I sometimes work in Beijing or Shanghai. It's also a good way for me to make new friends.
I'm sure it is. Now let's talk about the students you teach here. What do you think about them?
They're very nice and they often say thank you. I've never met a rude student.
That's good.
But I've also found that they often worry too much about their marks. That's new to me because I've never taught students like these before.
Do you think your students enjoy your lessons?
I think so. I push them hard, but I also make time for them to use different ways to practice English, like playing interesting games and doing drama.
That's great. I'm sure your students enjoy that. Do you have any advice for your students here?
I'd say relax more. Don't just practice again and again, and don't push yourselves too hard. Relax and enjoy learning.
Very nice. Thanks for being here today, Miss Ford.
This is the end of Unit 3, Part 1.